Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back. We start the 726th episode of Neon Jazz with Chicago-based tenor saxophonist Carlos Vega with the tune Something to Say off his 2021 CD Art of the Messenger. The storied veteran always tries to tap into the energy of the hard bop movement of the late 50s while he channels the vibe of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Ultimately, he filters the magic of art through his Puerto Rican heritage and much time spent with Latin and salsa bands in his native home of Miami. Over the course of his career, he has had the great fortune of touring extensively in the United States, Europe, South America, and Africa. He's also performed with big names in the world of music like Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine, Arturo Sandoval, Ira Sullivan, Tito Puente, and trumpet legend Doc Severinsen. We caught up with Carlos here at the show to talk about his long road in jazz and wondered what advice he would give to his younger self. This is what he had to say.
If you end up in the right spot, you probably did it correctly, right? Even though it was a little bumpy along the way, I'd say just keep the faith, you know. I don't know. That's been my only saving factor, you know, because there's ups and downs, you know. This business is rough. You got to keep your wits about you, you know. You got to always, you know, pay attention.
Along with the music, he is currently the associate professor of saxophone and the director of the Latin Jazz Ensemble at Florida Agriculture and Mechanical University in Tallahassee, Florida. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the birthplace of jazz music, a place that still always swings and includes the likes of the Fall Afternoon Series at the Johnson County Community College. And right below us is the great pianist Andrew Ouellette with his trio featuring drummer Brian Stever on October 19th, 2021. It's always tasty, and we are coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, full of lots of jazz just for you. Off the Delmark label in 1959, this is the legendary multi-instrumentalist Ira Sullivan with the title track off his LP Blue Stroll, someone that was very firm in that orbit of Carlos throughout his career as the momentum continues to soar around here. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Francesco Amenta, saxophone player and composer. You will listen my new album, Meet and Walk, that I just released with Cyrus Chesnut on piano. I'm enjoying so much to listen to Joe and the radio for Kansas City. I love, and I hope, guys, that you're gonna enjoy my record and love it. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
That was Italian-born and raised tenor saxophonist Francesco Amenta with the tune Burgundy 45 off his 2021 CD, Midtown Walk. He came to New York City in 2017 with the dream of making a career in the toughest jazz market in the world. This latest CD is his second release as a leader, but his debut American recording that was self-produced and is full of almost entirely original material, drawing from his living here in the U.S. And we talked to him here at the show about his influences, his very first show, and all of that, and this is what he had to say.
Well, jazz, it's always been my life, my passion, my... I remember when I was young, 16, and I was just started to play saxophone. I want to play the saxophone, okay? Because a friend of my father, he gave me as a gift a record of Sonny Rollins, Doxy. I fell in love for this record, and I say, Dad, I want to play saxophone.
Speaking of Sonny, here he is back in 1954 with the Miles Davis Quintet with the standard Doxy off the LP Bag's Groove. As this groove continues, kids. Thank you.
jazz. I am a jazz musician, and Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
That was Honduran-born pianist, New Orleans-based cat Oscar Rossellini with the tune Long Story, Short One, off his latest project, 2021's Inertia, and that's exactly what this cat's got. He folds many traditions into his music, and you can feel it. He began training in classical music when he was six, then moved on to the conservatory and his high school, and he would discover jazz through a great Dominican pianist. And during a recent interview with the show, he talked about what influenced his concepts and his love of jazz.
We didn't have a strong jazz scene in Honduras back then when I was studying, but I remember that the U.S. Embassy would bring jazz quartets, quintets from the United States to play for us. So they would do master classes. And I remember the first time I saw that, I just thought, man, this is what I want to do. It was interesting because the school was purely classical. And there they come, these guys, and they play this cool music, and they leave. And now we're like, man, I want to do that. Now what? We don't have a jazz program here. I had to, you know, learning by listening to the records.
Keeping in that New Orleans frame of ways, it's been some time since we've had this cat on the show. Here's legendary jazz saxophonist, clarinetist, and composer Sidney Bechet, joined by his New Orleans feet warmers with Wild Man Blues, circa 1940.
Hi, this is guitarist Raleigh Mitchich from New York City. We're talking about my new album called Only Love Will See, and you're listening to Jazz Neon with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was Serbian-born guitarist and leader Rale Micic with the tune Better Days off his latest and newest disc, 2021's Only Love Will Stay, a CD with seven of his original compositions, and he's joined by a great lineup. And in that language, they orchestrate a very memorable, lush sound, worthy of your collection. And as the pall of COVID still hangs on the world of jazz, and it still recovers and reemerges, we talked to him here at the show about just that.
Well, I think music is music, and music is really an expression of the artist, you know, that creates it. I think it's going to be a very emotional period for all the artists, you know, so it's a very unusual too, because during the time when you're not performing a lot, you have a lot of time to, like, kind of for introspective and think about the things that you're doing, but in the same time, you have the joy of going to the studio and recording the music, you know, and hearing it live for the first time. So it's a very honest view of our work and your music.
From Trinidad-born jazz clarinetist Carl Bartu, who would later emigrate to Australia, this is his tune, Minor Mood, circa 1944, as the show keeps on keeping on.
I'm Jake Baxendale, an alto saxophonist and composer from Wellington, New Zealand, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was alto saxophonist and composer based in Wellington, New Zealand, Jake Baxendale, with the song Sleep off his newest 2021 project, Sanctuary. And during a recent talk with the show, he beamed about live music.
I guess if I have a hope for anything after all of this, when it all opens up and we're able to travel more, is that we hold on to that feeling of the live experience, of seeing things happen in the moment as being really, really important, because, you know, the internet and the huge amount of entertainment that's available, high quality stuff that we can just find at the click of a button, you know, it's very tempting, right? But the live experience, I think, that this pandemic has shown that that's not replicable, not really. And if we can hang on to the value of that, I think that would be really cool.
As the program readies to wind down around here, we go way, way back on this one from 1926. This is pianist and bandleader Charlie Stray, joined by his orchestra with Deep Henderson, right here on The Big Show. Again, that was Charlie Strait with Deep Henderson. Our final tune on this hour of music is from trombonist, composer, and conductor J.C. Sanford, a protege of legendary composer and trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. As we get into the song, it's You or No One off the 2021 disc, Eminent Standards Trio, Volume 1. He talked to Neon Jazz and opened up about what helped him the most in his career.
Kind of been a gradual thing, but I guess I took a big step at this last time. It's just not to be so hard on myself as a musician, just to kind of play and not trying to make a statement, you know, not trying to do anything monumental in the music that I'm releasing. Just play. I love to play standards. I've always loved to play standards, but this has always been a core of who I am.
Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat always being himself, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Reach out to us. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.